The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9, live on WRHI AM 1340 FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com. And good morning, Mr. Rector.
Good morning. What a beautiful morning outside. We got a little clouds here and there, but for the most part, it looks good.
Every morning is a beautiful morning.
This Easter weekend, beautiful azaleas basically in full bloom this weekend. So
they were playing with it a little bit last week. It was really best to do.
Yeah, man. We went by the White Home on the way here, and it looks really good. And didn't go by the Glen Cairn Gardens, but I know it probably looks really good. And kind of a hidden secret if you're new to Rock Hill. If you look it up in Glen Cairn Garden and go take a look at it.
Honestly, I don't know much about it anymore.
Yeah.
They've come through about three directors since I left.
Yeah. Well, it's still the same plants and all in there.
Now, when Winter was there, Tommy and I both were there often.
Yeah.
And Tommy was on the steering committee that redesigned it.
Okay. Yeah, they did some new stuff off that one road over there. But
now, from a distance, it looks good. Mm-hmm. What it looks like inside, I can't walk all those trails.
Yeah, it's a little hard for you to walk over there right now, but maybe in the future you'll be able to.
But the one I was impressed with Matt Bunn here 2 weeks ago at Miracle Gardens.
Miracle Park,
I ain't been over there since it was designed.
Yeah.
They just started breaking ground on.
Yeah,
and we rode by there, and that was amazing.
Rhonda took him over there. Yeah,
I hadn't seen it, and then I've already added one addition. And then, depending on who you talked to, it two or three more to go.
Yeah, I think they're about maxed out on with the land. But
they had a fundraiser last night for Miracle Park.
Mm-hmm. But that's they've done well with that.
Well, what amazes me, I was told it's for handicapped adults or children, and it's about as many non-handicapped using it as handicaps. Mm-hmm. I mean, you buy those kids, doesn't matter, they love it.
It was actually created so that handicapped children and all children could be there together.
Yeah.
They wanted to make it a collaborative thing so everybody could use it so that handicapped children didn't feel like, this is what we're all just in there. Everybody is in there together. So it was created so it's accessible to everybody. That's visually impaired, hearing impaired.
Yeah.
There's so many different facets to it. And when they got done with phase one, that's when we got COVID. Yeah. And of course, everything skyrocketed building-wise after that. So it was delayed just a little bit. So it's just a beautiful thing to see come to fruition in our community. Mm-hmm. It is worldwide certified in so many different ways. So I think it's awesome that everybody goes there.
Yeah.
And nobody stands out.
Yeah, Teresa was, that's my lovely wife talking, but she was on a committee early when they first started all that stuff. And it was.
See staff so beef, but.
Yeah. No, it's a committee,
it's
separate
too,
committee. And,
but.
Yeah,
it's very good. So we take our granddaughters over. We have a beautiful little park for kids to run around on. And like we were talking the other day, we don't have the mulch or grass. It's that foam, hard stuff to run around on, and you can go out there after it rains. It wouldn't even get your clothes dirty or anything.
They don't have like mulch or anything like that on the playground itself, right?
No, it's just rubber
type
thing.
I've rode by there. I haven't been on
the jury's still out of that stuff.
Yeah, well, it seems to be doing pretty good.
Rocky had to get into revolutionary things.
Mm-hmm.
The first soccer field at Manchester didn't work out too good.
Yeah.
You couldn't walk on them in a hot day.
I got too hot,
Running feet through your shoes.
All that synthetic turf has changed, and they found better ways to do it. And
they had a machine that ran over it and put out water so they could play in the summer.
Yeah.
It's too hot crazy. For Volcom.
Well, speaking of hot, you know, we usually talk about the weather first, but it was pretty warm this week. A couple of days.
Yeah, up
of
the
80s. Really nice.
really nice, too, though, you know. The only bad thing about it is all this pollen that we're hanging around, and we got, looks like, hate to be the bearer of bad news, but some rain on Easter Sunday, which we don't, well, that doesn't really happen a lot around here, really. But so, but hopefully it will clean the air up a little bit and
wipe out some of the pollen so this people with allergies can breathe.
Well, I mean, everybody, I don't even really have allergies, but you can feel it, you know, in there. But
I blame it on air conditioning.
Yeah. Well, this is outside, bro.
I'm not a kid. I'm outside every day. I never had allergies.
Well, they said this is.
I moved in air conditioning. Well, exactly. I got allergies.
Well, okay, your allergies. Yeah, true. But I heard this has been one of the highest pollen counts for the month of March. So we're done. We didn't have a lot of rain.
If you watch Charlotte TV, every day's a record something.
Yeah, it is. Well, I mean, we had higher temperatures and no rain and all, so everything's just busting forth, you know. So, and we're busting into a break here, and we're going to be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
AirTech makes it better.
No matter what the weather,
call AirTech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. Having a little conversation today about Easter, actually, was our topic. So, did you have any big Easter egg hunts, Steve, when you grew up there in the mountains?
I grew up. Yeah. No, they're all family oriented then. We got one at 12 o'clock at church.
Oh, do you? Today? Yeah. Okay.
12 o'clock.
And our RHI had their annual.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want to call
it. Easter egg hunt extravaganza. What I call it, your Easter egg hunt.
That's what it was. Yeah. Yes, sir. 42nd annual.
I thought it one time was the Easter egg safari.
I'm sorry?
Easter egg safari.
I don't remember. That's before
extravaganza.
My time. Yeah. The great Easter egg classic.
Hey, that's right.
How many eggs did they get ready
over
this year?
30,000.
30,000.
Over 30,000.
Wow. That's by half, though. That's amazing. One time it was 50,000.
Yeah. Man.
It was huge.
And that was when? This Thursday?
Thursday afternoon.
You've never been there. You need to go to watch the bomb.
Watch
the
little kids go around running out there picking up those eggs off the ground.
It's a must see. Funny. You're right. Yeah. it's, you know. Alan Miller has the moves in avoiding, because he's out there in the middle of it all, right? He's the guy with the starting whistle, as it were. And then just watching him backpedal, he's like Willie Mays. I mean, it's incredible.
He's figured it out over the years.
He's still pretty spry. It's
He's still got some moves.
Yeah.
I know a couple years I helped at Cherry Park with a group, stuffing, putting candy in all the eggs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. I mean, to get around all those people stuffing those eggs and all.
That's our friends at the Upper Palmetto YMCA who every year, you know.
Just good for them. That's a good thing.
And Rock Hill PRT. Can't leave them out.
Very good.
The last time I think I stood there with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did a thing out there.
And watching the mamas drag the little kids out there, push the kids out of the way for the egg was amazing.
I understand that the parents were much better behaved this year. It's never the kids that are a problem.
Well, I think they probably learned over the years.
The kids were great. It was the parents that were a problem.
You know how when you first start things, you don't have many rules, and then after about 10, 15 years, you have plenty of rules.
Well, yeah, and you're doing a broadcast, and a kid will walk up to you, and you, apparently you have a case of a missing parent.
Oh, okay.
It's not a missing kid. That's funny. It's a missing parent, you know.
That's funny.
That does happen.
Oh, that's good.
The first one I went to was Field Park.
Okay.
A long time ago.
I remember you telling me about this.
And first one, they hid all the eggs under the pine needles. Well, they destroyed the pine needles. I mean, it was amazing.
From an old curmudgeon landscaper's view, it went bad.
The next year, they're on top of the pine needles.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think they still do it at Cherry Park.
Well, yeah, five fields. Yeah, it's great.
They lay them on the ground.
They just got to throw them out there.
All over the outfield.
This age group goes down. They blow the whistle.
I like to hide them a little harder at our house. So I've got to do all the eggs today, put stuff in them, and then we'll, based on the weather, I told Teresa we may hide them indoors, but
if we ever done it at our house.
You don't have thousands of kids coming out.
I don't have thousands of kids. I've got three granddaughters.
And their parents, yeah.
And they did it at the house.
Yeah, do not come to my house tomorrow.
they were grown when we moved in the house, so
yeah.
We didn't have it at our house.
Well, we're not scared of rain, so.
Well, I remember growing up at our house, when it rained, we always, Mom and Daddy would hide them in the house and, have to go like out on the back porch and, they got through hiding eggs and then we went through the house.
But we had actual eggs, like the dyed eggs.
Yeah.
And then if you didn't find them all, there was that one egg that was missing until something you finally smelled it.
We had that too.
Oh, yeah.
We used to do real eggs for sure. There wasn't always these little plastic eggs around.
We had real eggs and we dyed them in the whole nine yards.
Back when we were growing up, I don't think they had plastic eggs.
Nah,
no.
I don't think so.
There's
no reason.
It took our generation to invent the plastic eggs.
Now, I'm trying to talk David into doing that one I saw on the internet where the men had the eggs all attached to them, and the kids had to chase the dads around trying to grab eggs off of them. That's a recipe for disaster.
Let me know how that works out.
I think you had to
look at it.
I think I'll put them on my son Christian. He's big, and you can let him. We can put more eggs on him than you can on me. Big tall guy.
Put them on the wife.
So y'all didn't hide eggs in the mountains when you grew up?
Yeah.
Did you?
There's real eggs in them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're really hid.
Yeah.
And every spring you started smelling them on the two of them.
Yeah. Where you forgot it.
Yep.
Did you have a favorite hiding place that you...
We collect them and eat them.
That's funny. I remember my grandfather would hide them. He had a grill in the ground there, and there was a little cup under there, I guess, to catch the grease. But that was always, he put one in there. I don't know why I always remember that, but out there looking for eggs, man. It was fun. We're going to let the great-grandmothers look for some eggs this year. Linda, if you're listening, we're going to hide some for you.
More than the one that he did last year.
You getting over the great-grandmother?
Nah.
No, David's mother and my mother will be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Last year, all the kids were on a trip out of town. It was just all of us old folks. And Dave said he was going to do the Easter egg hunt. And they went out there, and he only hid one egg. And they're like, that's terrible.
You cheat.
That was a sick joke. Sick joke. Sorry.
One egg.
I thought it was funny.
It was a wrestling match for that one egg.
Season's on 32.
It's like when I cooked hot dogs on Mother's Day a couple of years ago, and we only had a few, and I ate like three of them while I was cooking them, and came back in, and then when you have hamburgers, hot dogs, everybody wants a hamburger, and everybody wanted a hot dog that day. Well, it didn't work out. I'd already eaten them. I'd already eaten
did
them.
Did that ever occur to you about it being your fault?
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, it was. I felt bad.
He did not feel bad.
For a minute.
I was not hungry anyway. Now, so we'll be hiding eggs tomorrow, and I left. I didn't do the wheat eating at my house around some stuff, so you could tuck the egg in there around. That was kind of cool. I mowed my yard Thursday night right quick, and then
so you got a whole yard there.
Yeah, so if you have to mow your yard today, you can skip the wheat eating part, and so you can be able to hide some eggs. So. All right, we'll be right back to the Garden Bench.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Vinny Etter of AirTech. Our business is growing, and if you have experience or prior training as a heating and air technician, we need you. Pay is based on experience, and you have the opportunity to advance.
Willing to learn? AirTech will teach you. Call 327-7100 and receive the area's best starting base pay.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird beds, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
And we're back to the Garden Bench. The ladies are trying to distract me here.
They're distracting you today?
They are.
We probably have our wives here today for our Easter edition. And want to remind everybody, since it is spring's officially kicked off here, the farmer's market is operating this morning over at the Fountain Park. And come now all the way through probably October, but this will be the first week out there. And also another shout out to ATC, where my wife works, the building over beside Northwestern, to the left of Northwestern, is having a plant sale today, right? What time is that going to be?
Yeah, you drive through the gate that's between Northwestern and ATC and go towards the greenhouses. Mm-hmm. And next to it, you can see where they're building the new greenhouse. It's so exciting. Yeah. But the kids did a beautiful job. The plants are very inexpensive.
Very affordable.
And it's cash only, though. So we do not take cards at the school. They don't allow us to do that. Yeah. So Miss Alligood is our agriculture teacher, and she's done a great job. Mm-hmm. And the kids are out there working. So it'll be this morning, I believe, 9 until, I think it's 2:30. Mm-hmm. I don't, maybe I should have double-checked on that.
9 until just after lunch. So. Yeah. Come on out there.
35 years ago, we used to sponsor the greenhouse program at ATC.
Then. CDC then, yeah.
Yeah.
But come on out. They do have some beautiful plants.
Miss Safer's with the horticulture.
Yeah. Yeah, they do a good job out there. She's actually been on our show.
We always give money every year.
We've had her on the show before, so a lot of people are coming in looking for plants yesterday. I think a lot of people are off work and came in looking for plants at my store. They will arrive Monday.
You had a chance to buy some 3 years ago.
We're waiting on the weather here. Oh, we have plants every time. We just wait on everybody's like, "Why are you waiting?" I was like, "Well, I don't want to move all these things back in the building because they actually still is a chance for frost." I heard on the weather on the way here today that
there's still a chance.
Maybe later in the week. It's going to be a little bit cooler this week. So
it's always the week before the week after.
And
Easter.
Steve had the
40-some years.
15th of April was your frost date?
Yeah.
Mine is gone. I said March 31st, so. I'm done. So
well, for years I said April 20th.
Yeah.
And last year I got clobbered. So this year I backed it
dropped
up
it down 5 days. And global warming 5 days.
Maybe. Easter's early this year.
Easter's, is it early or right kind of right in the middle?
It's early.
Oh, okay.
Usually it's the end of April.
Mm.
First of May, yeah, been.
Well, technically, I mean, the date has more to do than Easter with the temperatures, I would think. So, I mean, Easter can be in March and late April, too. So, but we still, if you want to do your garden, maybe put a few things in, but be able to have a thing where you can cover them up anyway, or maybe to get them started in a pot and move them in and out. But we still have, I know it feels like it's already here and it feels like it's been here, but it don't take but one cold night to mess up all the work that you've done. So
might as well just start to get a good green color.
Grass is doing good.
And it will take but one night.
And that's not, for as far as a sod farm point of view, that's something we don't want to happen because everything's growing good. You only get 5-6 months to get growth out of this grass. So it's already growing, looking good, and you don't want to have a pop.
How many times you got to cut it in 5 or 6 months?
Yeah. Well, we had cut it a good bit some, but the more growth we get, the more money we make, I guess. the more grass we have. So it was a couple of years ago. It was probably 3 or 4 years ago. It was kind of warm like this, and we had a big pop. And Andy Fogle, the owner of our company, said he could sit out there that next morning, sat in his truck, and watch that centipede field just turn.
Ooh.
All the way to red, looking brown, like it was green as it could be, and then
I bet it was born in just centipede.
Yeah,
I remember that day.
It takes a good month for that probably to wake back up centipede, but hopefully we won't have that. I don't know. Everybody's been fertilizing and doing stuff.
2007 is the worst one I remember.
Really, got cold late.
Oh God!
Well, it's not good for plants and grass, so as we look at both sides.
We lost about $500,000 overnight.
Yeah.
It's 80 degrees for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Then Easter Saturday, we get 25, and Easter Sunday, 21.
Oh, man, yeah. That's devastating there.
Japanese maples, we lost 5,000. It split them from the ground up to the first branch. Peeled them back.
Oh, man.
You know, Steve Grove made me cry. He should have been out of that morning.
That's the last time Steve cried.
Yeah.
2007.
Trust me, I had to live with it for a few weeks, okay?
I had 6 foot laid cypress, sold 200 of them, and laying flat on the ground.
Oh, man. And there's not much you can do when you have that many acres of plants.
We stacked them up and waited 2 years to sell them.
Yeah. That's something else.
We just sell them, but they're all. I didn't know if they had collected the money yet.
Yeah. And we still have set, if you look around, your zoysia grass or some plants or something might not be reacting the way they're supposed to be this time of year. We still could have some damage from the 10 degrees we had in the winter. So I noticed some grass the other day. It was really white over in the shaded part, and it might take. Everybody forgets about that now because it's nice and warm. We got shorts and T-shirts on, but it was pretty good winter for us, cold winter, at least just sustained for 3 or 4 weeks. You know, we usually get that spike up and down. So
look at your palm trees.
Yeah.
I've seen some in a pretty bad shape.
Yeah. Mine look pretty good. I've got the windmills. That's the one that's supposed to live around here, but... And they're more mature now, so I think they do all right.
I don't know the anything I'm supposed to live around here. Anyway, we'll be right back to the garden bit.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. If your air conditioning unit is straining under the summer heat, there's no reason to wait until it breaks down completely.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call 327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
And we're back to the garden space. What are you pointing at me for?
Because Steven's pointing at you, and you're looking at me, and you're not seeing. Well, so I'm pointing at you.
You so. Brought us back the last three times.
I can't. We're back to the gardener's bench.
I think I just said that.
Don't make me use my radio voice.
The gardener's bench continues.
We have fun today. That's all that matters.
We have 2 minutes and 45 seconds left.
Oh, yes. Go. I don't need to hit this.
So I want to put this out there again. I did this earlier in the year when we started the show, but I still haven't received an email, and I want to get some emails with some topics that people would like to talk about or just a shout out to let me know that you're listening. So my email is drector, R-E-C-T-O-R, drector at Carolina Fresh Farms.
Has an S on it. Farms in
.com. So drector at CarolinaFreshFarms.com. I know y'all have email out there.
Your wife's thinking your heart.
If it's Hotmail or MSN or whatever, it'll work. So.
Well, they could also do it on Facebook on the web.
They could do it on Facebook.
Page, on
yeah.
your page.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, we got a few on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. That's good to get feedback. I mean, I know this show used to be a little longer, and they used to have some call-ins, and it was kind of fun to have people call in. But a 30-minute show, we can't do that. So
that was another
why don't you just email me? And then I'll have to quit. I can quit saying email me after you get some.
I'm sure your mom enjoyed calling in all those times.
Yeah. Actually, who did call in that time? My sister called in that one time.
She did.
We were giving away something. So.
Well, I actually remember that.
That's how we build ratings, do Yelp reviews and all that stuff from within.
One time we recorded this bench at WRHI.com.
Well, it's my email now, so send it to me. So Carolina Fresh is open right now, 8 to 2. Come on out. We're a little short-handed, but we'll do it. We were a little short-handed yesterday, and Papa Dave went home tired yesterday from work.
Why are you short-handed at Easter?
Because it's spring break, and everybody likes to do other stuff.
You've got a whole year to
plan it. Yeah. Well, it don't always work that way, bro.
Yep.
You've been a manager for 20 years now. Yeah. You ought to have all that worked out.
Yeah, it works. It's fine. I didn't say we weren't open. I said we're
people need a break sometime.
Yeah, they do. I'm sure you didn't have anybody ever call in on you sick.
Never.
All right, old man, wrap it up.
Well, see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.